Hello and welcome to another episode of the Full Force Weekly, brought to you by GeneralsJoesReborn.com with me, Christopher McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80. For today's episode, I'm joined by, well, nobody. I'm all by myself. In this regular video series, we round up all the week's news in the world of G.I. Joe. What is it, future me?
It's the Full Force Weekly live. That's the one. See, I don't have to do this usually, so it's usually Pat that does that. So I'm like, what am I doing? Yes, gone a little bit early today, and I'm on my own, this one. Pat obviously is in at Joe Fest, so shout out to everyone at Joe Fest. I'll probably do shout outs at the end. Hope you're enjoying yourselves, guys. We have got a lot of news to get through, and I've gone a little bit earlier today because we're going to be going to see the G.I. Joe the movie again in the theatres. So that has to happen, and a little bit more about that a little bit later on as well. Who have we got joining me in the comments already? Loads of people. This is great. Matthew Matson was all alone for a while there. Hello, Matthew. Hello, Christoph. Hello, Jeremy. Hello, The Beauty of Gaming. I'll cover that question a bit later, maybe. I'll do it now while it's up here. Hopeful Force has heard news of the Super 7 price increase on Wrestler Ultimates will also cause G.I. Joe Ultimates to go up from 50 to 75 per figure, and will this impact current pre-orders also? Well, The Beauty of Gaming, I don't actually know, unfortunately. I did see that the prices had absolutely skyrocketed on, was it the figures I saw, I think it was the Matt Cardona, the podcast figures, basically, the two hosts of the Wrestling Figure podcast. So yeah, I saw they were quite expensive, and I didn't really dawn on me at that point. So unfortunately, I don't know, but I thought I'd get that out of the way early, considering it was such an early question. But honestly, I don't know. I very much doubt it would affect pre-orders already in the bag. Like, I don't think that's going to affect anything. In terms of going forward, I don't know either. I haven't heard that they were going to be raising prices for G.I. Joe Ultimates. So maybe it's a separate thing. Who knows? I'll see if I can get more information about that, though, and get back to you, you know, as and when we can get that information. Hello, Jeremy. Hello. Who else is on here? Adam. Hello, Adam Drake. I know you were asking me earlier when I was starting, and I was like, in a few minutes. Hello, Ritz. Hello, Chris. Hello, Bryn. Hello, Matt. Hello, Mom. Hi, Mom. Lots of hearts. So I know that's just for me this time, because there's no Pat around. okay. Right. Let's get stuck in then, I guess, to the news, because there's actually been loads this week, and I've got to get through it all on me Todd. So in the first segment is about Mini Mates.
Diamond dropped new pre-orders for their Wave 2 Mini Mates figures yesterday, featuring Cobra Commander, Storm Shadow, Destro and the Baroness. The all Cobra Wave will come individually carded and then boxed in a Footlocker style package, much like the first Wave of Joe's, only in a light blue colour. The set will cost you $39.99, link in the description if you fancy them.
Absolutely. So we've had with Minimates quite a few releases so far. Obviously, this is series two, but in actual fact, we've had that Free Comic Book Day exclusive through Diamond, which was the I actually have that not near me, but I do have that set, and it's like a really nice kind of cute box set with a little open door thing at the front, and that we've had like a G.I. Joe Footlocker in green, which I can't remember. If that actually shipped or not, let me know if you have that set, the series one. It probably did, or it might still be delayed or whatever. You know how these things are. But this is a series two, and this features all the Cobras. So you've got your Cobra Commander, Destro, Baroness, and Storm Shadow. Now, I have to say, sorry, everyone's just going on about how my mom's doing. How are you doing, Mom? I hope you're doing better. Broke her wrist. She's had surgery on it. And doing better from last I spoke to Mom. So, Mom, you can let them know in the comments. with this particular range, I really dig these Mini Mates. I think they're really cute. I know there's that kind of joke a little bit of like, oh, thanks, Bryn. You've seen Series 1 in comic shops. Brilliant. So they are kind of out and, yeah, and single. Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, they are going to be, yeah, that's true, actually. Sorry. Yeah, they are doing them on single cards too. So they're all individually carded and then they come packaged in that kind of cool footlocker, which is really nice. So that's cool. Thank you, Bryn. Thank you, Slave, as well for that information. Oh, and Mum says she is better. Thank you. Good. On the mend. That's good to hear, Mum. So yeah, shout out to Mum and Dad. I'm sure Dad's not watching either. appreciate all the love in the comments as well, guys. Thank you very much. I'm sure Mum appreciates that too. Yeah, so with the Mini Mates, I was really excited for these because even though there's that joke of them being like, you know, like early 2000s kind of vibe, I do think they executed them really well in terms of the design, in terms of how they look. And yeah, I think they're kind of fun. I really do like them. So yeah, I've always been into like the little tiny collectibles. That's why I really love the Jada stuff and the little mini vehicles they did. I really love all of those kind of, you probably can't see it unless I do that. There we go. The little mini vehicles that I really, really enjoy and the little figures. I've always been into that in a big way. So Mini Mates kind of like really does tick my boxes. And the lineup's really cute. So obviously, it's the core character hump. So, you know, early doors in any G.I. Joe license, you're going to get all the classics, aren't you? You're going to get your Cobra Commanders, your Destros, your Storm Shadows, your Baronesses, your Snake Eyes, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, really like these. And also, as mentioned before, the packaging's really cool. We haven't seen them. Well, obviously, if you've got the Series 1, then you've seen them individually carded. I don't think I've seen them individually carded yet. I don't think I've seen anyone with them outside the case. So I'll be excited to see what they look like there. I mean, it's going to be obvious, isn't it? But still, I'm excited to see that. And yes, Raymond, there is a bit of... Sorry, wrong one. Raymond, they are cool. Add a little variety to your collection cases. Absolutely. Absolutely. There's too much blimmin'. There's too much variety going on right now, isn't there? It's hard to keep up with it. Matt O'Brien was saying, these mini mates are pretty cool. I ordered the second wave too. I'll be honest though, if Super 7 Ultimates go to $75 per figure, I'm going to have to reconsider things. Absolutely. I don't think that's going to happen. I wouldn't necessarily expect that to happen across the board. It might do. Maybe it was just because of the, to be able to get those particular figures out. Maybe they had to be a higher price point. I don't know the ins and outs of it. I'm sure we'll find out very soon. Brian is very transparent with that kind of stuff a lot of the time. And whenever he does interviews, he'll let you know what the deal is. I'll be in contact as well to see if I can get another interview with him, because that first one we did was great and he's such a good guy. So yeah, really excited to get a little bit more there. So yeah, thanks, Matt. Raymond also, yeah, actually misses the Creos. Yeah, the Creos were dope, weren't they? I really enjoyed those. And actually, I know it's not official, but the unofficial kind of Lego bootleg figures, minifigures that kind of popped out that, you know, that kind of random year, I really, really enjoyed those. I thought they were so cute. And I love the silly names they gave them to avoid, you know, because obviously they couldn't, you know, say this is like, you know, Mutton Junkyard or whatever. I can't remember the names, but they were hilarious. So I'm with you on that, Raymond. I miss Creo too. Matthew Matson, Super 7 were already too expensive. I do feel, I mean, it's higher price point, definitely. So you're already close to being priced out if you're just a standard collector. If you don't have the means, absolutely. If you have to pick and choose, you're not going to be diving in all in on Super 7 if you're picking and choosing, are you? So I agree with that, Matthew. But they are what they are at the end of the day. But if they're up to 75, then yeah, that's like, wow. I don't think, again, let's not get too hasty. I don't think that is the case yet. Until we see the proof or until we're told otherwise, just relinquish and wait for it. Mini Mates does look fun, Matthew. I that's the thing. I think there's that fun aspect to it, isn't it? Yeah, absolutely. What else have we got going on? Hello, Justin Hollis. Yeah, you also want them to bring the Creo line back. Yeah, absolutely. I don't think they will, but it would be nice to get something like that, wouldn't it? I know we had those kind of cheaper building blocks from Forever Clever, which again, the quality was very low on that. I mean, they were like dollar store kind of things anyway, so you can kind of expect that. And again, a little bit of fun, but yeah, it's not like you're getting anything very like super quality with them. Oh, that sucks, Renegade Biker. Hey, Chris, I will try to get to see the 35th anniversary movie of G.I. Joe today, but there is only one showing today, and it is when I'm delivering for Amazon Flex. That sucks. Yeah, it's at 1 p.m., isn't it? So that's also why I've gone live now, is so that I can actually get and see that with the crew later this afternoon. Okay. Oh, Robert H., that's nice. Yeah, I wonder if Minimates could do a vehicle line when they did a Warthog for Halo. That would be dope, wouldn't it? I'd like a Warthog for G.I. Joe, please. love Creo. Rando cheap Joe Legos, not so much, lol. Thankfully, it was just their little... back in the literal Lego bootleg days, they were a little bit better quality because they were effectively just minifigures. But the recent Forever Clever things, like the bricks don't stick together very well, the figure doesn't really interact with the vehicle very like properly. So yeah, it's a bit of a pain. And they're official. So okay. Oh, there we go. Jeremy says, pretty sure the Matt Cardona and Brian Myers figures are one-off pricing due to what they come with and their personal license agreement as independent contractors. That's what I was thinking, Jeremy, when I first saw the pricing. I don't think it's generally going to go up across the board. But like I said, we'll probably see, won't we? We'll probably find out. Okay. Creo annoyed you because they did the Wolverine but didn't include Cover Girl. That was a travesty as well, in my opinion, Slave, definitely. Okay, what else we got going on? Okay, let's move on then. So in terms of more news this week, we've had so much actually. And I suppose let's get into the movie, the 35th anniversary. Yeah, let's get stuck into that, shall we?
What a night Thursday turned out to be. Yes, the 1987 animated G.I. Joe movie hit theatres for the first time on Thursday evening, courtesy of Fathom Events, and I got to spend the night watching it with the Hasbro team in Providence. I had the pleasure of bumping into Emily and Lenny on the G.I. Joe brand team before the movie started, and ended up seeing it with the whole Hasbro crew. Following the viewing and some lengthy nerd chat in the foyer, the night evolved into a video game extravaganza at the neighbouring Dave & Buster's. Massive shout out to Emily, Lenny and Corey on the Joe brand team, Emily from the Star Wars brand team and BMAC from the Transformers crew. What a lineup of absolute legends to share an impromptu evening with. And the best part? I get to watch it again today with Boss Fight Justin Bell and Paddy Lennon. Full blooming force.
Full blooming force indeed. That was an absolute random encounter of the highest order. I mean, I had a feeling like Hasbro were going to be putting a team together to go watch the movie, not the cinema I went to, and certainly like had no idea that was happening. And also, this is the thing, we'll be doing some shout outs at the end, but when it actually came to it, we had three tickets for the event on Thursday night. And we get to the point where one of our friends was going to fly out and visit. Shout out to Joel. I'll give you another shout out later as well, Joel. But his flight got cancelled, and he's had to reschedule for later in the summer, which sucks because we were really like hoping he'd be here. And also, Paddy's flown out as well, so we'll be I'll be shouting Paddy out a little bit later on as well, all the way from Ireland. So we were all expecting to, have a big get-together and everything. On Thursday night, it was going to be myself, Kate, and Joel. And obviously, the flight was cancelled, so then it was just Kate and I. And then we get to the end of the day, and Kate was like, I'm going to see it on Saturday. You go on your own. I'm just exhausted. And it was like, no worries, I can do that. So I zip on out. I'm thinking I'm going to get to the cinema, and I'm just going to be the only person there, right? I'm just going to be like Captain Billy No Mates sitting in the back watching the movie, but in thoroughly enjoying it, of course. And I get there, get to the theater in Providence, get to the top of the escalator bit, and I look to, like, as I get to the top of the escalator, I see Lenny and Emily at the kind of entrance of the movie theater, because they're obviously, they're waiting for all their Hasbro team to come in and they're giving them tickets and all that kind of stuff. And I get I'm literally really far away, and Emily and Lenny start waving at me like they recognize me, and I'm like, amazing. And I had my mask on as well, which I thought, well, that's impressive. So go over there, it's all like hugs and all that kind of stuff, and they were like saying, oh, great to see you and all that kind of stuff in person. And I was like, same. Hung out for a bit, chatted for a little bit, and Emily's just like, right, you're with us then. And I'm like, okay, I'm not going to argue with that. Gave me a ticket. I was able to cancel the other tickets online before the movie started, which was good. So that was that worked out perfectly. And yeah, they recognized the hat, Matthew, definitely. It was the hat. They recognized the hat. What hat was I wearing? I think it was this one, actually. Yeah, that's exactly what happened. Sammy, oh, mate. Did I holler out, Zarana? I didn't know it was you. I think you know the answer to that. So anyway, yeah, so go into the theater with the guys. We're chatting away the whole time. Corey turns up, obviously the, you know, sculptor on the line, and he used to live in my building. Emily on the Star Wars brand as well, and got to hang out with those guys and chat and everything. It was so cool and surreal. All these Hasbro people milling about. We go in, sit down, watch the movie, and I'm kind of like, I'm watching the movie going, this is so random and surreal and brilliant. And it was one of those experiences where everyone's like clapping and hollering and everything, and it was a lot of fun. And yeah, just so much fun. And all that whole intro with the kind of like the Classified commercial with Lenny and Emily at the beginning, and then that kind of fun little additional like few minute kind of intro that they added, which was really fun as well, where they got all of the old voice cast in to do, well, some of the old voice cast in to do all that kind of stuff. It was brilliant. It was so, so much fun. So yeah, like I said, watch the movie, we go outside, and then Fred's in there from Boss Fight, who I'm obviously good friends with and, you know very well, and bump into Fred and we're like, what are you doing here? How did you know? And it was just a laugh, and we're all in the foyer chatting about, you know, all the cool things, toys, what have you. And and then Emily comes over. This is like a few, you know, probably 10-15 minutes of just chatting away, and Emily comes over and she says, right, I've got tickets to Dave and Buster's, who's with me? And it's like, yeah, sure. And that's when it was whittled down to this team. So shout out to Lenny, obviously, to Emily, to Corey and Emily, and to BMAC from the Transformers team. What an amazing night that was. It was hilarious. First, I think we went in there, we played that fishing game that's behind us, that kind of like really intricate fishing game. I think I came second. But it was brilliant. It was absolutely brilliant. Then we went, we played this Hungry Hungry Hippos game, which Emily actually took video of. So there's a video of it out there. I'm going to try and like corral that video, because it is hilarious. You sit on a hippo, like in like four of you, and then you've got this like, you've probably seen it. I'm explaining these things to you. You've probably seen the big Hungry Hungry Hippos game. There's a clear dome in the middle and all the hippos, you know, move. You kind of have to control them. But it is hilarious and one hell of a workout, I'll tell you that much. Anyway, it was just super fun. We played loads of silly games, hung out, chatted for ages, and then went our separate ways, which was great. And said thank you to the team, probably for one of the most surreal experiences of my life. And and then went home and had pizza. Thank you, honey. So yeah, that was my experience of the movie. And then another shout out to the Boss Fight team, because we're going to get to see that later today as well with that crew. So very excited for that. Wanted to tell you about that story anyway, guys, because it was just so funny and random and brilliant. And shout out to everyone that was there. Had an absolute blast. Jeremy, I know you are jealous. I know I would have been if I'd have seen other people with this crew, honestly. And I have to say as well, the nicest people. So nice. So much fun. Like, Emily's great. They're all great. They're all so awesome. It's so like generous and welcoming. And it was Lenny's like birthday. I even offered to get him something when we were chatting in the lineup for getting, like, you know, popcorn and stuff. And I said, right, I'll get these. And he's like, no, you won't. And I'm not arguing with Lenny. He can handle himself. So so he ended up buying me my concessions. So thank you very much, Lenny. Really appreciate that. How does that happen? I'm supposed to get him something for his birthday, and he ends up buying it for me. Anyway, brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. Thank you so much, guys, for that. It was great. Had a great time. Yorktown Joe, I'm glad it was you. So they had a positive experience with a Joe fan and you got to hang out. That's so true. The whole night I was going, oh, I hate you guys. You're the worst. No, it was great. It was like almost famous for toy collectors, Justin. Yes, it was, Justin Hollis. It's like almost famous for toy collectors. I am almost famous. But yeah, that it was exactly like that movie. Matt O'Brien, so jealous. Did you point out some of the figures we want to them? Of course. Well, this is, yeah, the whole night I'm like, so yeah, Lightfoot probably needs to happen, right? Like saying it to everybody, like to people that weren't even at Hasbro, just in the, you know, in the foyer. Yeah, so Lightfoot has to happen? Who are you? Why are you talking to me, you weirdo? I did, obviously. Hey, Dave Flagpoints, how you doing, buddy? Emily is so much fun. She's great. Hello, Paul Morales just jumped on as well. And Yorktown Joe, how you doing? 2024, and that night is how we got classified Night Force Lightfoot, ladies and gentlemen. That would be so funny, actually, wouldn't it? You're welcome, Jeremy. Thanks for sharing this awesome story. It was such an awesome experience and so much fun. It's just great. Like it couldn't have really panned out, you know what I mean, any better than it did. After like everything was going downhill, it was like Joel couldn't be there, Kate was too exhausted to do it, and it was just, and you know, wanted to be at home with Phoebe to make sure Phoebe was okay, you know. And again, like I completely understood, because it was a long day and we were both exhausted, but like I was like, I've got to see this movie. And I didn't mind going on my own either. Like, I'm going to do that. Like, it's the G.I. Joe movie. I'm going to see it on my own if I have to. And knowing we were going on Saturday as well, it was no big deal. So, yeah, not a problem. Anyway, Dave Flagpoint says, a lot of the new stuff isn't for me, but think about where the brand was a few years ago. Absolutely, Dave. Yeah, totally. It's come a long way in a short period of time, definitely. Punk with toys. Lenny clearly likes Road Pig so much because they're the same size. He's a unit, Lenny. He's an absolute unit. Again, lovely fella. Absolutely love this team. And yeah, really, really awesome times. Anyway, right. Let's move on then, because I'm just going to be gushing at how much fun I had that night. But we've got loads more news to talk about, guys. So let's move into a little bit of classified Espana news.
So it looks like Spain is the place to be if you're a classified collector right now. Not only did they start getting the Viper 3-pack delivered, but also a random Zaymot ended up in hand out in España. From the images courtesy of Carlos GB, we were able to see how the Vipers were secured inside the box, all the accessories they come with, and a comparison on the deco differences with the Cobra Island Vipers. In addition to those Vipers, Steve Vinandi also showed some pics of his newly acquired Zaymot figure, which also looks really good. I hope we start seeing these hitting all over very soon, and I can't wait to get them in hand.
Viva España. So, getting them in hand in Spain. That's where you need to be. Or like, you know, In Demand Toys seem to get everything first, which is great. I have heard news that my Tiger Force Outback and retro-carded Lady J randomly are heading to me as we speak. So cannot wait for that. Thank you, and shout out to In Demand Toys as well in the UK. So yeah, a couple of really awesome things here for the Spanish at the moment. Apparently the Viper 3-pack was in a local toy store, which was a local comic toy store or whatever. So that was really awesome. I feel like when we start seeing them, even though they're like, and I know it hasn't been the case recently, like the last set of figures, you know, a lot of people still don't have them in the US. They are, you know, doing their best to get them in hand at the moment. But, you know, it hasn't been the same in previous years. Like, you start seeing it in, you know, in Europe, and it's like, oh, okay, they're going to be popping up very soon. And I'm hoping that's the case with these now. at the moment, though, it is so up in the air. Like, how do you even know? Do you know what I mean? How are you even going to tell? I don't even think half the companies know what's going on. Tracking seems to be like all over the place when it comes to this kind of stuff as well. So, yeah, an absolute mess. But I am positive in the thought that we might be seeing these very soon. Yeah, and can't wait because they look great. The three-pack, the Viper three-pack, obviously this was the first one to show the kind of all full, I think, kind of the full artwork box with the new non-plastic packaging. And we get to see like inside. So and I love the artwork from, I think Anthony Petrie did that artwork. It's so, so sexy. And then obviously you've got the renders on the back for the back of the box. I think that's the, what is that? I'm not sure. Is that like the little weapons crate? I don't know what that is actually. Maybe just might be a thing they put inside to kind of like fill the space. I don't know what that actually is. That must be the weapons crate that it comes with. And then we've got like them fixed into the box as like, you know, like so, to keep them from rattling around. Again, all non-plastic. So, you know, is what it is. And then boom, this is the sets out of the box with all the accessories they come with. Awesome. I cannot wait to get these. And what I will say is they did do a comparison shot. Yeah, so you can kind of see that the forearm guards are all black on the new figures. I mean, we've seen comparison shots already of these, but you can kind of get a good idea of like what they are very similar to the Cobra Island ones. So they're not going to look completely out of place, but will give you like a nice, I suppose, like diversity, like looking, you know, looking at the figures, like they're a bit different, like slightly different here and there. So I'm excited to kind of like help like add these in there for a little bit more of the Viper Army build. Jeremy's got three sets of these bad boys ordered. That's amazing, buddy. Tom, hello, Tom Whalen. Tom Whalen, who famously did the Alley Viper classified card art, and obviously way more other things. Sorry, Tom, I'm just completely pigeonholing you there. But yeah, taking the kids to see Joe today. Can't wait, mate. It's so much fun. I can't wait for them to see it. I can't wait for you to let me know how it went and how you all enjoyed it, because it's so cool to see it on the big screen. It's so, so cool. And also, I didn't mention this on the previous bit about the movie, but I was talking with Adam Riches about this after we both watched it. And we both found new things that we didn't notice before, because I suppose it's on such a big screen. There's a whole scene, and this is probably like well known anyway, where I think Globulus is talking and you've got Serpentor and maybe Mindbender and maybe Destro in shot. I can't remember, but basically they're all in shot. Serpentor's kind of in the middle, and Serpentor's completely colored incorrectly. He's got like all green like down the middle, basically. And I was kind of like, I've never noticed that before. And I know it might be like, again, like widely known and people probably have seen that, but I was like, I didn't notice that. And there was a couple of other things too. A couple of like a slight animation goofs that Adam pointed out to me that I think I remember seeing. One where his snake on Serpentor's shoulder kind of like disappears behind his face somehow. Like it's like, yeah, it's weird like that. But yeah, really, mate, I hope you enjoy it. It's amazing. It's so cool to see it on the big screen. Sorry, I've got to post this comment. I would have been showing them old department store catalogs where I've circled everything that I want with the Hasbro team. That would be so funny. So funny. Anyway, yeah. I should have done that, shouldn't I? Excuse me. Just checking some comments here, guys, so I'm not missing anything. Robert H just got his Pulse email from Cropmaster, will be coming soon. Awesome. I hope, mate, that figure's incredible. It's over there. And Eric Aranya came around last night, and he's basically taken Fiona's tail. I can't even show you because it's too far away. He's taken Fiona's tail off and stuck it on Cropmaster's head. So thank you, Eric, for rearranging all my classified figures. Shout out to Eric Aranya. Steve, did I get the down low on when the SDC Sergeant will go up for pre-order? Lol, I did not. I actually genuinely do get a lot of information. Like I said, we're privy to a lot of information. With that, I can categorically tell you I have no clue when it's dropping, what it's for, nothing. Just not a clue. And that's genuine. I will tell you if I do know information that I can't tell you, and that is something that I just have no clue about. I want to know myself, Stevie. I do, absolutely. A punk with toys says, my O-ring Cobra 2-pack is shipped. Awesome. I'm glad. That's a problem, isn't it, Raymond? All the pre-orders are going to hit at the same time. It's going to be like Christmas when I was a kid, and also like murder on your bank account. Yeah, Dave, the full art is a great way to redeem a plasticless box. Absolutely. And again, like the artwork is so good on a lot of these figures that you just, you know, I'm happy to see that be the main thing on the box. Oh, Couch Boy, sorry. I did put a little thing out on Facebook and Twitter to say we were going a little bit earlier today. It was 9:30 we started today because of the movie. I should have done it in way more advance, and I apologize. That's just me dropping the ball. You'll just have to watch from the beginning. But at least you're here now, and we're not all the way through. I've got loads more to talk about. So thank you for joining anyway, buddy. Oh, brilliant. Jeremy has sent me images of the side-by-side of the new and old that Carlos GB had posted. That's great. Thank you very much, Jeremy. Yeah, you can't really see it very clearly there, but you can kind of tell that the reds are different. Excuse me. You can see that the reds and the blues are different, actually. The Cobra Island is way brighter. The new 3-pack has got that kind of more subdued effect, hasn't it? On like the reds are kind of more browny. The blues, definitely more subdued. Yeah. I'm really excited to get these in hand. Jeremy, you're going to take your dad to see with you today. That's amazing. I wish I could have gone with mom and dad, honestly. That would have been great. Because obviously, you know, they had to put up with it every couple of hours when I was a kid on VHS. So, yeah, that would have been awesome. Couchboy, these are not my images. Carlos GB had these images, and he got them early in Spain. From a local shop of his, a local comic/toy store, I think it was. Okay. Oh, Viper Scout says Cobra Commander's digit was gold, like his cape holders during Pythona introduction. Oh, when you in terms of animation, Eric glitches. Yeah, that I need to. I'm gonna watch that again today. I'm gonna really give it a good viewing and to see if I pick anything else up. But thanks for the heads up on that, Viper Scout. I'll look out for that. Cool. Okay. Yeah, the Stingers sold out. Well, we'll get to the Stinger in a little bit, Yorktown Joe. I imagine you slept on it overnight. Yeah, and it's gone. I imagine they'll do another run of those. I feel like they will, Yorktown Joe. It's not over yet. It ain't over yet. They'll pop up again. They've done it. I think the Snake Eyes and Storm Shadow sold out, and they did another run of those. I'm not sure about Duke and Cobra Commander. No, I don't think they've got it for pre-order yet, have they? I've completely forgotten. The Officer Trooper 2-pack, I believe, was another one that might still be available. But yeah, I think the Stinger will go up again. Don't worry too much. okay. Oh, Diana. Morning. Just popped in to say, hey, you're fantastic. The movie on the big screen was again glorious, and have a fantastic day. I'm off to sell classified sized trees on a 101 degree Fahrenheit day. Yikes, Diana. I saw that you got to hang out with Larry Houston as well for yours. Amazing. Amazing. So, yeah, of course, you storyboarded the entire introduction. So, yeah, Diana, you lucky duck. You always get... I got lucky, so I've got no position to talk. But you got to see Henry Golding and Samara Weaving when you went to see the Snake Eyes movie, which was incredible. This is the benefits of LA, isn't it, I guess? So I'm really happy you got to enjoy it with Larry. That's amazing stuff. And stay safe today in the 101 degree Fahrenheit heat. That's terrible. Okay. Right, let's move on then. Move on to Zaymot, because obviously Zaymot was posted as well. This was Steve Vivandi, I think it was his name, who posted this, so courtesy of Steve. Thank you, Steve. And he gets his Zaymot in early. Amazing. So again, looking good. I don't have any more images to really talk about, to kind of go into any discussion about, but still awesome, still very awesome. And I can't wait to get these in hand now. Yeah, it's like, you know, you just kind of like on edge, like I've got to get to the next one. Let's move on to the next news story. And this is actually something that dropped on Thursday night. And I was going to do a news burst about, or Thursday during the day, I was going to do a news burst about, but obviously couldn't because I wanted to go see the movie. And it probably was a good idea that I didn't decide not to go and do this news burst instead, because that would have been depressing, wouldn't it? Anyway, let's get onto this next classified leak news.
Well, this all but confirms that we will be getting a Serpentor in the Classified series very soon. Yes, images surfaced on the dark web of what appears to be the Cobra Emperor in the early stages of production. The images specifically showed us a clear waist down shot of what looks like a test shot of Serpentor. The detail is very cool, with a lot of different textures and a very similar vibe to his original vintage design. As well as that, we were also shown three head sculpts in various stages of the process, with a big snake pet in the background. The piece de resistance, however, was the tail fin from his air chariot. Yes, guys. It's happening.
I mean, come on, it's happening. So, sorry, Diana's trying to get me to get Larry on, and that would be amazing. I will definitely get Larry Houston on the show, and we'll talk about that in private later, Diana. Have a good day at work with your classified trees, and I'll speak to you later. And Diecast Nick wants me to get Larry on, so yeah, it's going to happen. Hello, Nick Fury as well. You just say what up? How you doing, buddy? Yes, Couch Boy, we have seen the Serpentor parts, and that's what we're talking about now. So we've got a lower kind of like low shot waist test shot looking piece here, haven't we? Excuse me. So effectively, this is probably the full figure, and they're only just showing the drop, the bit from the waist down. It's like proper like teasing us, but you can see what it is. I mean, you can tell what's going on here. A lot of call outs to the vintage design, which is really cool, and very, very excited to really start seeing this, like not in these colors, but in, his proper gold and green. We can probably safely say that, because I mean, this is the pattern, isn't it? It's happened a number of times now where certain figures have been leaked in this way on the dark web, and they've ended up kind of getting out there, and you know, shortly afterwards we start seeing the figure. So I wouldn't be surprised if Serpentor is revealed next week, or maybe even like in the near future. I wouldn't be surprised if it's next week. I would also be not surprised. Hang on, what? I would also wouldn't be surprised if it wasn't next week, is what I'm trying to say. So 50-50 on next week. But I do feel like there's a near future reveal coming for this particular figure, because this is the, if you study the patterns, which is what I tend to do with this stuff, you see it coming in this way. The same thing happened with, I want to say, Spirit's backpack, Outback's backpack, and the Alley Viper parts. And shortly afterwards, boom, we had all of those figures in short succession being revealed. Robert H., not in these colours. You mean you don't want Cheeto and Grape Serpentor? Actually, I do want that now. Now that you've given it a backstory, that's what I want. They've combed the supermarkets for DNA. And they just got Cheetos and grape soda. Robert Calopitan. Sorry to get your name completely wrong there, Robert. I hope it will not look like the 25th anniversary version one. That look was dull, to say the least. The 25th one was a bit of a dud. I have to agree on that one. I do have to agree on that one, Robert. But as you can see, this one is probably steering a lot closer to the vintage aesthetic, with what looks like, you know, a few more textures in there at that scale, which is nice. This is really cool. So not only do we get the kind of waist down shot, which again shows some amazing detail on there as well, and some cool little aspects, but we get the heads in various stages of the process as well. So you've got what looks like one on the left has kind of been peeled straight out of, like, you know, the rubber mold, basically, for the cast. And then the two on the right are obviously, again, a little bit further along in the stages. It kind of looks like a, you know, like a from left to right kind of process has gone on there for that head sculpt, and looks pretty dope. I also imagine this. So this would be the head sculpt, and I imagine you'd get like a, you know, his kind of crest in a similar way to the original vintage figure, as like a maybe a backpack connection or something, or maybe a secondary that links onto his, like, anything on the shoulders would be cool. I mean, whatever they do is going to be pretty, I mean, either way would be pretty dope. So it'd be nice to see what they actually do with it. And in the background there, you can see the snake, his pet snake. So they are definitely, well, what looks like they're going to be doing something with his pet as well, which is awesome. Because I think a lot of the talk was, you know, when Serpentor was kind of like rumored, it was a lot of talk was, you know, will they do the snake? Will they do the air chariot? Well, here are your answers, effectively. And air chariot, we've got a tail fin, guys. So very, very, very excited that this is, you know, this is what we're looking at, is very likely what we're going to be getting. I would say so. So, you know, again, it's not confirmed. We can't, you know, I can't say either way to confirm it. But what the images are saying to me are that it looks like we're going to be getting a Serpentor classified figure. And I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist, does it? It doesn't take a rocket surgeon, does it? It doesn't take a brain scientist. And I'm clearly neither of any of those made up things. I'm sure they're a brain scientist. They're probably not rocket Well, rocket engineers are rocket surgeons, I guess, aren't they? Who cares? That's not the important part. The important part is we're getting Serpentor and his air chariot by the looks of things. So very excited about this. Renegade Biker says, I'm looking forward to see the classified Serpentor. I would like to see if they have a bendable cape for him as well as the back hood. Yes. Bendable cape is kind of like a, you know, Snake Supreme has it. Or, well, it's not bendable, is it? But it's like, is it? No, it's just heavy duty. I don't think it'll be bendable. I think it'll just be like a nice weight to it, though, so you can kind of like, you know, have it kind of sit and drape nicely. I'm not sure if it'll be bendable, but that would be cool if it was. If it was like glittery and glistening like his original one as well, that'd be really amazing. Oh, the beauty of gaming. I know I'm in a small minority for my fave Joe vehicle, but I'm so badly hope we get a classified Cobra Buzzbore. Dude, are you serious? That is a great shout, because the Buzzbore would be a perfect size for classified in terms of like an actual retail vehicle. Oh, that'd be so dope. Oh, that'd be so cool. Good shout, Beauty Gaming. Don't worry. Do not feel ashamed or guilty or feel like you're in the small minority when you like certain things like that, because the Buzzbore is amazing. And Word Burglar, as he does state in his raps, I once got busy in the back of a Buzzbore. So there you go. I can't wait, and I hope that happens now, Beauty Gaming. I'm gonna make that happen. I'm gonna go to every screening that Lenny and Emily go to for anything. Just like turn up, they're trying to watch like a movie and I'm like sitting next to them. Yeah, so Buzzbore, how did you know we were here? How did you keep following us around? Anyway, and like Lenny and Emily go everywhere together because of the brand team. They have to do everything together all the time. That's a good shout, Beauty Gaming. I'm into that, definitely. Rachel and Carlos Salinas, I hope the Air Chariot comes with some kind of blast effect stand. That's a good shout, actually. That would be really cool, wouldn't it? I'm not sure how much, you know, if they're doing an Air Chariot, I'm not sure what else you get left in terms of space in a deluxe box, really, or like an or whatever it's going to be. I'm not sure what you would get, you know, in terms of, I mean, you'd be running out pretty quick, wouldn't you, with an air chariot and Serpentor and all of his accessories. But something like that would be really cool. Like, you know, like kind of like the gust of air coming out the bottom kind of thing would be sweet. Yeah. I wonder if you could like apply some of the blast effects that you get with the Viper pack to it as well. Now you see that's where it's going to like come into, you know, we'll get into kind of some details I'm going to say when it gets revealed. Come on, it's going to happen surely now. Nick Fury says, yeah, Batsnally Viper showed up about 3 months after we've seen those prototypes. Absolutely. It was actually pretty sooner, wasn't it? Because I remember towards the end of the year, the parts kind of dropped. And then it was like it was like October, wasn't it, or something like that, that we got, or no, September. I can't remember now. It's all a blur, but it was a short period of time. Yeah, definitely. Couchboy would buy Serpentor in that colorway, 100%. Yeah, like they Star Wars do this a lot, don't they? With some of their figures, and I do like that vibe. It's kind of fun. So you might be able to get this online. Actually, just go to like Taobao or something, or wherever you find your Far East prototypes. Yeah, Sammy also wants that groovy cape with the sparkly bits, with more robust armholes. I think my original figure, yeah, definitely perished, like ripped through, definitely. Wore the crap out of that figure. I love that figure, man, so much. Couchboy, the retro Star Wars multicolor prototypes are rad. Hasbro 2, if they do Joe's, I'll buy them all. That would be fun. I don't think they would do that, though, necessarily. They're too much backlash, I think. I know, like, you like it, though, Couchboy. Right, yeah. It doesn't take a Cobra rocket scientist. Thank you, Matthew. It doesn't, does it? Jeremy, I was hoping for a Vamp, but I'd be happy with Serpentor. Not sure I'd be all in on a Hiss, though. That's something we will be talking about a little bit later on. Buzzball would be awesome, says Jeremy Davis. See, you're not the only one on their Beauty of Gaming. The Buzzball fans out there. Matt, I think Emily and Lenny go everywhere together so she can make sure he's not accidentally revealing stuff. Amazing. Jeffrey Ball, Buzzball versus Roton, who wins? That's a good shout, because it's like one's that and one's that, isn't it? So there'd be like, it's like a robot wars. I think there'd just be like a clash. They'd both flip and they'd both end up in the different aspect ratios, and then they just, yeah, I think they'd probably cleave each other in twain. But that would be a good battle, wouldn't it? I think we need to get that going. G.I. Joe versus Master of the Universe. I had both. Well, I didn't have the Buzzball as a kid. I did have Roton, though. So I should have used Roton, turned upside to on its side and put my figures in it. Okay. Beauty Gaming says Buzzball easily the winner on that one. Okay, we'll go with that. right then. And Andrew Franks. Andrew Franks, shout out Andrew Franks. I don't know, the Roton can fly. There you go. And Andrew Franks is bringing some more, dropping some more knowledge on us on this one. This is good. This is making it, this is probably a monthly episode, isn't it, really? Anyway, Serpentor, we've got his grundle and his legs. We've got his three different heads. Well, they're not different. They're the same in different processes, shall we say. His pet snake and the air chariot's coming, because we've seen the tail fin. Anyway, I cannot wait for this. Cannot wait. And, oh, Brian Wilkins, that's a good point, actually. Yeah, the 4-3 aspect ratio was an interesting choice to show the movie in. It was. But what else can you do? That's how it was done originally. So, like, you know, it's hard to, you know, I don't know what they would have to do, because I don't think it was made any other way, was it? I don't think they could have even, like, I don't think they had scope to kind of stretch it out or anything. But you're right, though. It was interesting. It was like watching it just on a massive television on VHS. Anyway, oh yes, Robert H, you're right, the war chest game, which I do have, the toy chest game, yeah, G.I. Joe can fight Motu, so maybe we can, I don't think the Buzzball's in that, though. I don't think Roton's in it either. Okay, right, let's move on to the next topic. We talked about Serpentor, and now it's on to the last bit of news this week, and that's obviously in Instagram week 4.
Last and certainly not least, we had our fourth live stream of Yojo June, courtesy of the Hasbro G.I. Joe brand team. Emily and Lenny hit up Instagram Live to bring us news, product dio shots, unboxings and pre-order drops on what was Lenny's birthday. The show started with development character reveals for the classified series of Scrap Iron and Grunt. Then we were shown the brand new O-ring Stinger with driver, which went up on Pulse for pre-order that day. An unboxing gave us a closer look at the vintage inspired packaging, but then it was classified's turn with the product images for the Target exclusive Tiger Force Duke and Ram Cycle.
which also showed us the packaging art from David Marquez. The artwork gave us a slight hint of something rather cool with what looks like a Python Patrol Hiss tank blowing up in the background. With all the talk of Hiss tanks and HasLabs coming next week, could this be another clue that we might see the iconic tank very soon in the classified scale? My money is on yes, of course, you idiot McLeod. No pre-order for Duke just yet, but we were told it would be coming soon as the team unboxed the set to show us the new packaging. The stream concluded with talk of one last big YouTube event on Wednesday to look forward to, and man, am I excited.
Yes, I am. Yes, I is. Couchboy, you're totally right. The cake says HasLab Hiss to me as well, mate. Absolutely. I mean, I don't think, there was a bit of tongue-in-cheek joking about that on Thursday night. You know, it's like, there's a lot of hints is basically what was kind of coming out of that. A little bit of winking here and there, and obviously no, they didn't say anything, but a lot of winking and nodding. So I think we can all expect the classified HasLab Hiss next week, which again is really exciting. I think it's going to be something new, and it's going to be something very, well, you know, new for G.I. Joe, and it's going to be something very interesting to see what, like, price point we're talking and all that kind of stuff. That's actually a good point, Adam. We'll talk about that stuff a little bit later, but that's a good point. Kind of confused by the reveal without any pre-order date. Yeah, so this was interesting. Now, like, I'll give you some inside baseball here. We were given a list of the pre-orders that were happening in YoJo June. We knew about them. We knew what was happening. We knew what was coming in terms of pre-orders. And so when we got that list through, this was, you know, again, in advance of that month, we knew that information. We were kind of like, okay. And we saw how it was laid out. And then when Emily explained that there were going to be things every week, it was like, right, that makes sense now. So it was like, and it was exactly as they planned it. And it was like, okay, cool. We knew even time down to when they were going to release the actual pre-orders themselves as well. So it was like, okay, cool. And then the last one we just had, it was like a code worded O-ring reveal, like pre-order. And so, no clue. So that when it kind of came up, it's like, ah, right. But then also the fact that Emily said there's going to be a classified reveal next week, we were like, well, where's the classified pre-order? There wasn't one. So there was never going to be one. This was always only ever going to be like a product reveal, dio shots and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, Adam, it is a little bit confusing. But the fact we had that information in advance with no target pre-order information made me think that they never planned to have that as a pre-order. And maybe it was just, well, we've got the dio shots, we've got everything ready, let's just reveal the figure and show the detail and unbox it and show the package art and things like that. So I think it was really more to do with that than it was to drop a pre-order, let's say. But yeah, there was that thing, because I was sitting there thinking, well, maybe they are, because I think Emily did mention last week, she said there's going to be one O-ring pre-order and one classified pre-order, and obviously she misspoke. Not the end of the world, is it? But it will be coming soon, apparently. Do not know when. Couchboy says, how expensive can a Hiss tank be? Well, we'll get to that in a little bit. It was as expensive as they want it to be, mate, I think. Okay, now, let's talk first and foremost about happy birthday, Lenny. Let's not talk about that first and foremost. It was Lenny's birthday. Hiss tank. Yeah, we got that. There's a bit of a telegraph and a big hint. I think we know what's coming. First up, scrap iron and grunts. Now, a couple of things I want to clear up for everybody here. We do have a little bit of inside info, and it's lined up with what Lenny mentioned on the stream. Do you remember Dumas and Pet? Now, lots of people were thinking it was going to be Mutton Junkyard, whoever, yada, yada, Law and Order. The Pet refers to the giant bloody accessory that Scrap Iron is going to be coming with. Now, I believe the reason is because Figure and Pet is just a catch-all sizable term. So you've got like deluxe, you've got figure and pet, you've got standard classified, you've got themed exclusive, etc., etc. All these different kind of like terms for all the different types of classified figure. Now, figure and pet doesn't necessarily mean figure and animal. So, you know, you get this kind of situation where it's like the size of an animal. So that's what they're going to, you know, Deluxe doesn't quite cover it because it's obviously going to be like in that kind of style. But that's what Scrap Iron and his accessory is going to be. Lenny mentioned that on the stream. He mentioned this is a figure and pet, but in this case, it's this. So for those wondering, I know TFU had a great idea on Twitter. Shout out to Anthony Bracali on Twitter. And check out TFU Info. They're amazing. I love the stuff he does. If you're a Transformers fan as well, I'm sure you're already aware. Anyway, I love chatting with Anthony. We've had him on the show a few times. We did Comics Burst, where we covered the Transformers Terminator crossover. We've had, obviously, the Transformers G.I. Joe crossovers and stuff like that. We've done a lot of collaboration with. Anyway, he thought that Dumas related to Serpentor because, like, Dumas, Alexander the Great, Serpentor. That was his thinking. And it's a great idea, but unfortunately, it is not the case. Dumas and Pet is going to be Scrap Iron, which is great because it's in the Target system already, and it's not a Target exclusive, I don't think, because it doesn't say theme. So it is just it's going to be a figure and pet, basically. Now, I hope that's kind of cleared a few of those things up for everybody, but that's Dumas, all right? Grunt, though. Great. And also, let's talk about these figures joining the classified line. I know a lot of people, mainly people with Scrap Iron as their avatar, but I know a lot of people who have wanted Scrap Iron for ages, and they're now going to get him. So that's awesome. I can only imagine how cool that figure is going to be. I really hope it's a removable helmet, because that would be really cool to have, like, a, you know, a face, kind of bit of a scarred up face, but then also, like, I don't know, just a bit more kind of like, oh wow, there's a head to go with the character who I'm so used to seeing. And I know the 25th, I know, but I'm so used to seeing Scrap Iron on the Sunbow cartoon, you know, never removes his helmet, has that scratchy voice. And I'm just really excited to have him. You know, and how cool would it be to come with like some bat parts, you know, some like bat pieces? Oh, that'd be so dope. So dope. Anyway, I'm really excited for Scrap Iron. And I'm really excited to see what they've done with the, because I think that there's all sorts of articulation they've got going on with this thing. I think it's going to be pretty sweet. I don't think it's just going to be a one-to-one scale thing. I think they're going to go, you know, like full force on it. Yeah. Scrap Iron is a Dumas. Well, I know what you're trying to say, but I'm not going to say it how you're saying it, Jeremy. That's funny though. Peppermint Oil Capsule, I know it sucks, mate. I know. That it's only in the UK, the movie. I know. I do wish that Fathom Events could do something, yeah, like a little bit more globally. But that, I think that's just, they I don't think they're big enough for that at the moment to do that. It's probably an absolute miracle they're getting them into theatres the way they are right now, genuinely. But yeah, I would love to see them do, like, drop the Action Force version in UK cinemas. Only three people would go, and I would fly out to go and see it. So, but that would be great. The Slammer House. I know that the overdubs are great as well. Right. So yeah, Scrap Iron, awesome. Grunt. Here's an interesting one. Here's an interesting one for me, because I look at Grunt and I think, you know, genuinely a character in all the media, but he is he's effectively a green shirt. You know, he's so just standard issue. He's general issue Joe, isn't he, basically? So government issue Joe, sorry. So I would say I think they'll have to do something a little bit like what they did with Breaker. And then, you know, then you've got like the basis to do, I suppose, like Zap and Flash and all those other Short Fuse. You've got like a nice kind of, I mean, they're probably going to use, I don't know, is there a body that kind of matches that? Maybe Breakers? I don't know. I'm not sure, because I know Breakers got a secondary on, hasn't he? And I think Grunt, they could do as like a basic AF kind of green shirt. And then you could kind of army build him a little bit. I think that would be pretty dope. That would be pretty dope. But anyway, it's an interesting one, because I don't know how they're going to approach it, basically. But it looks like they are they're catering to a number of different eras, aren't they? It's like they're making sure they're getting some of the OG crew out there. They're making sure they're getting some of the kind of quirkier guys out there. They're making sure they're getting some of, you know, some of our like big kind of missing pieces, like Scrap Iron, like who else is in that list? Shipwreck, Tunnel Rat, Torpedo. You know, there's a mixture there of like some vintage, some, you know what I mean, some early vintage and some kind of like classics that we, you know, we've been waiting for. Rock and Roll, and the fact they're doing grunge, I expect Rock and Roll to be version one genuinely now. That's what I expect. I want version two because I think he is the more iconic of the Rock and Rolls. Fight me. But for me anyway, and again, it's era based. It's when you're coming into this line as a kid, that's where your kind of G.I. Joe is, I think, a lot of the time, where that kind of the most love is for it. But yeah, anyway. Oh, Grunt Wells Without End and Get a Skeleton. That would be so dark, RKW. Absolutely. Well, I want that now, though. Jeremy, you made a custom one. Awesome. A grunt, that is. That's a good one, actually. Smiler67. Could Grunt come with multiple heads with different ethnicities? Well, you'd have to, because he's unless they gave him gloves as well, they'd probably have to do that, wouldn't they? But yeah, you could do it. I don't know how they would do that, because obviously the neck's going to be there too. Like, I don't know how they would do different ethnicities, but if they were to do, I would imagine they would do grunt, and they'd probably use that body for like a green shirt troop builder, and that's where they would change some of the parts to be all the ethnicity for, you know, that particular character. And you could do that for like a three pack, because again, we've got precedent now, and we haven't had any G.I. Joe army builders, have we? So maybe that's something they're thinking about in the future, because I would like that. I would like them to do Grunt as a character and then like simplify it a little bit maybe, or do something slightly different and create an army builder three pack of green shirts. That would be cool as heck. And I would be into that big time. Anyway, yes. So that was cool. I better move on because I'm running out of time here. Scrap Iron and Grunt were revealed. They're added to the list of like characters that we're getting, which is pretty huge now. And the ones that they revealed in the kind of pre-development or the development phase: Shipwreck, Rock and Roll, Copperhead, Torpedo, Snowjob, Tunnel Rat, Scrap Iron, and Grunt. So excited. There's a lot of early years kind of figures in there, aren't there? A lot of the kind of like early 80s kind of figures in there in that lineup. So it's like they're trying to get like a load of them out of the way so that we can get our Lightfoots and our Downtowns. I swear this line better keep going until Lightfoot comes out. I swear it better happen. Right. We got the O-ring Stinger. Yay. Now, this was a nice reveal. This was such a fun, like, you know, non-leaked. So, like, this was the moment everyone saw it, more or less. And it was just, like, brilliant. I will say that if you were a patron of our show, you did know a Stinger was coming. But you didn't see any images. So, it was just about information. So this was really cool and really exciting to do something slightly different in the O-ring line, where we've had a lot of two packs of, for me personally, I want to see the O-ring line really delve into some cool areas. I want to delve into Sunbow, unreleased characters, you know, things like that. That's what I want to see. Stuff like the Ninja Commandos, like the Battlecore Rangers, stuff that we didn't get in, and stuff that hasn't been reissued maybe for a while. That's kind of what I want to see. Movie related things would be awesome. Pythona, finally, that kind of stuff is what I want to see in the O-ring line. So to get something that's like a little bit different without being too kind of crazy, it just makes me go, brilliant. I wonder what else they've got planned to be coming out now. That's awesome. Hello James, aka Ratface 44. You said hi, so I'm saying hi back. Hello, Windblade. Sorry, I didn't realize you were on. So, hello. Jeremy, this does open the doors, doesn't it? For like Dreadnought Ground Assault, for the Vamp, Mark II, keep talking. There's loads of them. Tiger Sting. So, yeah, there's loads of different options here. And you're right. Yeah, a Dreadnought Ground Assault would be amazing. And then, you know, you could have Heart Wrencher as an O-ring figure come with it. It'd be freaking amazing. So that's the O-ring Stinger. Again, very classically vintage packaging, almost like, other than the file card, I think they might have even used the images from the vintage on the back. That looks like the vintage figure officer, Stinger driver on the back, doesn't it? Correct me if I'm wrong. I'm probably wrong. But anyway, yeah, very awesome. Really, really, really happy that this is happening. I can't remember what's next, but I'm doing it anyway. Yes, that image. It's the image of, oh, I love this image because I did this on the, I've already done this basically on the news website, so I'll skim through this a little bit quicker. But I love how he looks like Milhouse when he takes his glasses off because his eyes are tiny. Just like they're like tiny little dots in the distance. But anyway, in terms of the art, Tom, I believe it is the vintage art, but I'm talking about the image on the back. I'm talking about the, you know, the contents. It just looks like the vintage image they used for the original, which I'm not sure if it is or not. Anyway, yeah, I love this image. Look at his tiny eyes. Everything's coming up Milhouse. Well, it was for me on Thursday, wasn't it? Yeah. Next up then, Tiger Force, Duke and the Ram. Again, this was a, what's the word? What Adam said earlier, a kind of product reveal with images, no pre-order. That's coming at a later date. We don't know when. So hopefully soon. So keep your eyes open. It's like we're going to miss it anyway. We'll be jumping on that quick. It'll be a Target exclusive, so I wouldn't, you know, it'll probably be on Target online. It'll be on Hasbro Pulse, very small amounts. Do not get upset when it sells out because you just go to Target and you get it there. So don't worry too much on that one. And this one, again, some beautiful dio shots with the I think the bike looks so dope in that colorway. I was a little bit sad because for the longest time when we had the information that we were getting a Crater with Vehicle, knowing fully well that Crater was Duke, and that Vehicle was a change from what they've usually written on the kind of internal listings, which was a bike in the past. So the fact that it said Vehicle really got my hopes up for a ferret. And when it, you know, not a ferret, you know what I mean, a tiger paw, which was a repainted ferret. So I was really excited for that. I got my hopes up. But after seeing the deco on the Ram, I'm not disappointed anymore. It's so dope. And I kind of get why the face is where it is on the motorcycle. I think it looks cool where it is. I genuinely do. I think if it had been on the front, right on the nose, it would have been so difficult to get that right. And the surface area just doesn't work for that area. Now, that you might argue, well, maybe they should have thought about that before designing it in the first place to, you know, forward thinking. But I think they just wanted it. They put it there because it made sense. Anyway, really cool. And again, comes with his binos. Now, he gets his rifle. I just zipped past that a little bit. The grease gun, doesn't he? He gets that, which obviously the original figure came with, and they've been able to do that because they released Stalker, and Stalker comes with that gun as well. So brilliant. We get a nice little homage to Tiger Force Duke getting that gun. So I'm happy. I'm very happy that's happened. It would have been a good opportunity, wouldn't it, to, in the way they did Lady J and Gung Ho for the retro card backs, to do a more classic Duke. But I get it, you know, with pricing and all that kind of stuff, I get it. Anyway, I'm gonna have to move on quickly because I don't have much more time, unfortunately, guys. I'm sorry, but yeah, amazing. I probably won't get to as many comments at this point now because I'm running out of time. The artwork, awesome. Hiss Tank, pythonized, by the way. That is crazy to me. The fact they've done a pythonized Hiss Tank on the artwork is like such a big hint that, one, we're getting a Hiss Tank, and if we do in a HasLab, right, Hiss Tank. Hear me out. Hiss Tank HasLab happens, which we all expect to happen. We know it's going to happen. It's going to happen. So next week, we get the Hiss Tank HasLab, right? Let's say in the future it funds, because it might not, but let's just say it does, and I hope it does, because I think it would be amazing. And we have the tooling's done, all that kind of stuff. Does it give them the opportunity to then reuse the tooling, which is already there, to do a different deco on it and do like a retail Python version, or like an online exclusive Python version for somebody? How dope would that be? I would be all over that. I know, like, the Hiss Tank never got pythonized, did it? It was only in I know Roma Collectibles, shout out to Roma Collectibles, who did, I won't say the name of the tank, I think it was a cyst, I think they called it. I called it a Python Hiss Tank, which, if you combine the two, sounds like a naughty word, a tank. And yeah, like, I they did like a custom one, and I've actually got that. It's really cool. But although maybe that was like pythonized, but more coil based. Anyway, it's kind of irrelevant at the moment, isn't it? But I would love to see them do that, like a Python his tank, if, like, again, if everything happens as we expect it to. Jeremy says, acknowledge me, Chris. Pay attention to comments, lol. I did, but the wrong one, because all the other ones I've just ignored. So anyway, really excited for this as well. And you get the render on the back. Cool. Awesome. Moving on. And we also got a little shot of the, as they were unboxing it, we got the cool, you know, shot of the, what's it called? The crate, the weapons crate. So that was dope as well. Robert H, actually, you probably killed me here. They said Haslabs don't get second runs. True, but I don't know. I could see that being a thing, especially if they did, if it was successful enough. Hey, if anything's successful enough, it changes minds. Let's just keep that in mind when this happens. It probably won't happen, and it's probably just a nice little kind of, like, you know, homage to the his tank coming, and the fact that you know, the theme obviously is Tiger Force versus Python Patrol on in Target. So, you know, they could have used a Pythonized vehicle that happened in the vintage line, but then everyone would be expecting that to be coming out. So I don't know. I like what they've done, and I like what David Marquez has done with the artwork. And anyway, that's that. Right. I think I'm at the end. I think there's one more. Yeah, it's the Haslab thing, but we're not talking about that because we've been talking about it the whole time, and I've got to move on. And also, I've kind of done this already about six times. We talked about Haslab, haven't we now? So at least now we know what's basically coming. So let's do one more video. One more little, I would say, like, my talk about Horda, and then we'll get to shout outs quickly.
Hey there, guys. Just wanted to let you know about an app that I've been helping to develop for a few years now called Horda. But what is Horda, I hear you scream? Well, a number of years ago, I discussed a project with a good friend of mine and now co-owner slash developer about an app that could help collectors of all shapes and sizes. I'm talking about the shapes and sizes of the collections, really, but also people. The app would be a place where you could share your new items, build collections and sub-collections, or just browse the feed to see cool things. Well, we made it. We tested it for a number of years, and now it's out there for you to enjoy on iOS or Android devices. You can upload a single item at a time at your own pace and slowly build your collections. You can post status updates that could be related to your collections, like getting a delivery or posting a scene in which you can tag items in that image if you've uploaded them in the past. You can add tags to your items in order to easily search for and find them, and of course to add them into your respective collections. You can like posts, comment on them, or start a conversation with a fellow collector, directly message users you follow, and even add items you see on your feed to your want list. If you prefer to use your computer or laptop, have no fear, you can use the website browser version and even utilize the awesome inventory option, allowing any user to change certain details, add notes, upload bulk items from spreadsheet files, and download a CSV of your entire itemized collection. We made this app for collectors, and we hope that you enjoy using it as much as we enjoyed creating it. Now get to hoarding.
Yo, right, shout outs. First off, I will give a shout out to my missing partner in crime, Pat, Patrick Stewart, not Picard. And say, I hope you're having fun at Joe Fest this weekend, buddy, and I hope it's a great time. Shout out to everyone at Joe Fest, everyone enjoying themselves, having a great time. I'm jealous, but we'll have you on next week, buddy, and I'll see you then. So shout out to Pat. And with Pat's not being on the show today, I have to give a shout out to Phil. So I'm having to stand in for Phil's shout outs today. So Phil Donnelly, Articulated Points, check out Pat and Phil's Articulated Points show. It is amazing. It was a recent episode that Pat just did as well. Link in the description for their YouTube channel if you want to check it out. So shout out to Phil. Shout out to my wonderful family, Mom and Dad. I know you maybe been watching today. Mom, get well soon. I know you're on the road to recovery now with your broken wrist, you poor thing. We'll be chatting with you at some point this weekend anyway. So love you guys. And love to all our crew in, you know, the American family as well, to Kent Valley, to Drew, Ree, Vader and Viv. Love you guys so much. And obviously to my wonderful wife, Kate, and my little pumpkin, Phoebes, who is right here next to me, actually. But I don't want to get her because she's relaxed. She's chill. And I'll just pick her up and she'll be upset then. Anyway, Love you guys, and really excited to see you soon. I don't know when that's going to be, but soon. Massive shout out to RoboSkull and the RoboSkull Mark II and Skeletron, of course. Ben Conway, Marco Byrne, and the team. Pre-order is open now. Link in the description. Again, the pre-order store has been opened this weekend at Joe Fest. So I don't know how long it's going to be open for, but if you want to jump on it and you missed out on anything, it's open again, guys. Get on board if you want to, because you do not want to miss out on anything. If you feel like you missed out, get on it now. Really excited. Now, next up, I want to shout out Michael Mercy for having me on his awesome cartoon commentary week-long event. We were on Friday, or I was on Friday, with Carson at 3D Joe's to do a DVD commentary of Arise Serpentor Arise Part 5. So we got the last part, basically, and got to talk about it all the way through. Fun little thing. Michael's doing it for Yojo June in collaboration with Hasbro. Love the work Michael does, and obviously what Carson does it goes without saying. Absolute legends in the game. So thanks for having me on, Michael. It was an absolute pleasure and so much fun just chatting away about Arise Serpentor Arise. Again, link in the description if you want to see that. Also, massive shout out to Joel Elvis Rocker. Joel, who was supposed to come and see us on Wednesday, and his flight got cancelled. And you might have to pick me up later, you might have to pick me up tomorrow. And then it just completely got thrown in the bin. And it was really sad. And I'm so sorry, Joel. But mate, we'll make up for it next time you're out, buddy. That's the best picture I have of the two of us. Yes, we're holding hands. What of it? Love you, man. And like I said, we'll speak to you later. No worries, buddy. Big shout out to Paddy Lennon, who was supposed to be, well, was going to join me on the weekly this morning, but it's too early and he was asleep because he's got jet lag. But Paddy is in country, and we will be going, we'll probably be doing some sort of monthly thing on Sunday at some point. So you'll see Paddy very soon. Paddy, great to have, mate. It was awesome hanging out with you last night, and can't wait to go and watch the movie with you in a little while. So shout out to Paddy and Brian, of course, the other half of our Irish contingent. Awesome. So surreal having Paddy in our house. Oh, and Phoebe loves him. It was amazing. Phoebe literally, like, she barks at everybody. She hates Justin Bell. If Justin's watching, I'm just kidding. She always barks at Justin. And we just can't calm her down. But with Paddy, she just instantly fell in love with him. It was amazing. Anyway, shout out to Paddy. Also, shout out to Brian for our amazing graphics. Thank you, Brian. I know you're at Joe Fest as well, enjoying yourself. So have a great time, my good sir. And I think very soon we'll be getting our summer theme, but that will probably happen this week. And we'll debut it next week, probably, depending on Brian's workload, that is, really. There's me just assuming. But thank you, buddy. Talking Joe, I could have had you on. That's my bad. Maybe next time. Actually, I'll keep you as my reserve. How's that sound? Injured reserve. No, we'll just get you on the next weekly anyway. Yeah, that'd be fun. It'd be a nice way to kind of do something fun collaboratively. Yes, let's do that. And also to the Hasbro team, Lenny, Emily, Corey on the Geo team, Emily on the Star Wars team, and BMAC on the Transformers crew, and everyone that I met from Hasbro that fateful night to watch the movie. What an absolute group of legends. Love you guys. It was so much fun. We're doing that again. I'm not even kidding. We're doing that again. That's it then for this episode, guys. Thank you so much for joining me on me, Todd, for the Full Force Weekly. Guys, sorry I couldn't get to every comment again. Like, I have to rush at the end, don't I? Because I'm an idiot. But it's been a pleasure. I'll see you on the next thing we do. I imagine it will be a news burst live at some point. We may even do something fun. I don't know. We'll think of something. But yeah, it's gonna be soon. You know what we do at the end of all these episodes, guys. I know some of you are getting in early. I like it. After three, one, two, three, Full Force. See you later.
Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing, and commenting on these videos. And as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter @TheFullForce, liking the Facebook page, facebook.com/thefullforce. And if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback and questions. We also have a Patreon page, so if you want to show your support for the show, see your name up in lights on these videos, or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/thefullforcepodcast, or click on the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.